fun. We're going to see each other once a week during the summer.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be so nice.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm wondering, do you always choose the dog PSAs?
I do. I'm just kind of, you know, my foster dogs. And
yeah.
I seem to, there's another one with the leash that is sometimes fun to play too.
Okay.
My most recent foster dog I had for an entire month, Polly.
Is she gone?
She is. She is now living in Portland, Maine. Mm-hmm. And her family, there's a child, so she's going to grow up with this toddler. They're the same age now. And then this child's father works in an art gallery, so she can hang out there. And this child's mother works in a library, so...
Okay, well, that sounds very ideal.
I think she's going to have it good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I went from jazz to some of kind of my favorites, and I know these are people that we played together, and so I did some Regina Spektor and Feist and Metric. Do you know Metric at all?
No, I don't.
Okay, so I don't know that much about Metric, so I'm going to look at my cheat sheet, but the funny thing was is earlier I had played jazz, and there was actually a connection between Metric and one of my jazz musicians. So they are a Canadian rock band founded in Toronto, Ontario, and Emily Haynes is the lead vocals, and she plays all kinds of instruments, synthesizers, guitar, tambourine, harmonica, piano. James Shaw and who is the other? Joshua Winstead, if that's correct, do the backup vocals. But James Shaw also plays theremin. Like, who plays theremin?
Oh.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Yeah.
And it turns out that Emily Haynes grew up in... she's a dual citizen of both Canada and the U.S., which I am, too.
Really?
I don't have my dual citizenship yet, but I'm really, really considering doing the paperwork for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And anyway, her father is a poet, Paul Haynes, and he is best known for his lyrical collaboration with Carla Bley, and she was one of my jazz musicians.
Oh, okay.
So I won't
go
into...
Did you find that connection afterwards? Or is
afterwards.
That
I made up the set list, and then I said, I don't know that much about Metric. Mm-hmm. I wonder what's going on. And then I saw the Carla Bley connection. I was like, it's the universe.
Wow.
So I did jazz specifically because, well, you know my friends Clay and Naomi. Mm-hmm. They've been working on this project. It's a very beautiful public art project, and it is... a mural of this artist, Ed Emberley, and he had done some children's illustration books, and so this mural is beautiful, just these whimsical creatures, and so they had their opening or their event on Wednesday, and so her dad and his wife, Cecilia, who I love and adore, are in town, and they're big jazz aficionados, and John and Sam would talk about jazz, so I thought I'd play some jazz for Sam, and then it turns out that my friend Lou was also listening, and so it's kind of nice to have some jazz fans out there.
Yeah.
And then I know you're on in a minute, so I'm going to just throw on some Katie von Schlechter so you can get yourself organized, and like that. It's just super simple, right?
Is the mural like in a public space?
It is in a public
Where
space.
Is it?
Oh, I'm glad you said that because I did actually pull up the address. It is at Exchange Street in Malden, Mass. And it is now up for public viewing. It's free. You can just walk by and see this beautiful mural.
Awesome.
And it is part of a project called an Artline Project, which I wish I knew more about. Next time I'm on, I'll explain it some more. But it is on Exchange Street, Malden, Mass. And it's this beautiful outdoor mural, public art. And it was an effort by a lot of people to put this together. And Ed Emberley came out and like supported the whole thing. And then there was an art director. So it's real.
Yeah.
It's good. Okay, here's some Katie von Schlechter. And then I will turn the microphone over officially to Gabi.
Thank you.
everybody. Good morning. That was Hanging Your Picture Up to Dry by Cutworms. That is the name that Max Clark goes by. He's from Brooklyn now, and just came out with a new album called Hollow Ground that is so good. Maybe next week I'll play the whole thing. And you're listening to WMFO in Medford. I'm Gabby, and this is One Pot Wonder, taken over from Kirsten. It will definitely be a fun summer having shows that, having my show be after Kirsten's and getting to hang and talk about music every week. But for now, I will go on. And here's one from White Fence.
Sandra, Sandra sings a bird song, flies so much her wings are strong. Take the sky down from the flyer, let her down and my fun is gone. All the junkies left to cry, all the junkies wave goodbye, laugh and cry, heavy to lie. When the earth dies, we wish we'd died. Need to find my Latin lover and to find my powdered wig. When the police tear us into, I'll wear the custom, I'll dress in it. All the jailbirds left to cry, all the jailbirds say goodbye, laugh and cry, heavy to lie. When the earth dies, we wish we'd died.
Coming out of the dark, get out the way.
All right. Well, that right there was Coming Out of the Darkness by Dr. Dog from their pretty new album, Critical Equation. Dr. Dog have released albums in the past, like, let me check, because they also had an album that came out, Abandoned Mansion, last year in 2017, and one the year before that. Wow. Basically every year. Whoa. That's why it's hard to keep up with all of their music, I guess. But very impressive. And I haven't listened to the whole thing yet of this one, but I've liked what I've heard. And next up is a song by Susto, a newish band to me from Charleston.
I had a dream that we were doing hard drugs in a street alley. You were lying dead next to me. You said you had a vision of Vietnam. You saw me jump on a grenade and watch my limbs fall off, but I was in heaven then. Who's asking? You can tell them the truth. I've had a long time struggle with substance abuse, but I feel fine. And if you really think he loves you and you wanna go away, well, I want the best, and I'm not here to make you stay. I'm just glad that I found you, and sorry that I couldn't keep you. We took you to the urgent care, they turned us away. You had an outstanding balance we couldn't pay. You started crying. Then in the pouring rain we found you a hospital bed, and when they picked you up to move you, all the sheets were red. You were a woman then. Well, I don't know who's asking, but I'll tell them the truth. I've had a real hard time losing you. And you can tell me that he loves you, but I know it's a lie, 'cause I've seen how he treats you, and honey, I don't wanna fight. I'm just glad that I found you, and sorry that I couldn't keep you around.
So that was Hard Drugs by Susto, and now here comes another one that yesterday when I was listening to that song, I was like, what does this sound like? What is it reminding me of? And I think that this was it. So let me know if you agree or disagree.
Aunt Clara kept her Bible right next to the phone in case she needed a quote while she talked to someone. In my memory, she smiles while the blessing.
plants in my head. She says I'll grow up big if I eat all my roast. I'll still believe in heaven, but I won't believe in ghosts anymore. I'll put away childish things. I'll put away childish things. Every other weekend, age of 13, with my fishing pole and my field and stream, riding back home on the Trailways bus. I looked out the window till I saw too much, and I called my parents by their own first names. I played in the alley, but I didn't play the game anymore. I put away childish things. I put away childish things. The wolves howl all night long. They won't stop and they won't go home. Beneath my window they run. And probably it'll be alright if I keep it all locked up tight and wait till day.
Thank you.
wanted so bad that I needed medicine, but I thought maybe I'd go in, 'cause I was running off the last of my fair weather friends. Never half as bad as yours. I never saw the lights go out so quick on anything, and I mean anything. Put that knife back.
Well, that was Medicine by Quiet Hollers. And next up, I've got a few songs from shows that are coming up in the next, all over the weekend, actually. I'm not going to be around, so I haven't been paying as much attention. But here are a couple. First up is one Big Thief song, who will be playing at Boston Calling. So if you happen to be going, definitely a band to be checking out and not missing. And then after that is one from Lily Mae. I think she's also playing at Boston Calling, but also is playing at Atwood's on Saturday night. So go see her there. And then there will be one from Western Centuries, who are playing at The Burren on Friday night, tonight, I think. Yeah.
Outside of home. What did a snake do to her?
Things were ended.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today I woke to find myself an orchestra with broken bells, and the sounds I made, they could have come from hell. Because hell is a place that I have found inside myself, not underground, and it all comes out when I open my mouth. Because I've held notes with the chorus of thieves, and I've begged for mercy on hollow knees. So when I say I'll change my ways, it's a promise that I will not keep. I saw heaven with my own eyes in a dream I had late last night, but it slipped away with the morning's light. Oh, so now I curse the rising day as she pours into my painted grave. Yeah, that crown of fire, she cleanses everything. Civil war has found itself brand new grounds on which to dwell. My heart and mind through space and time on the fringes of my fragile shell. Part to me, everything that I do not deserve to see. Please extend the vision you have given me and purge my greed, and I will become the sea. And despite my doubts, I will travel toward my fears and live them out, and stand up to the demons that I've kept around. Through ups and downs, oh, I will watch them drown. And la da da, la da 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 da, la da da, la da 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 da, la da da, la da da, la da 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 da. In mercy's arms, I have learned is that I don't get quite what I deserve. It seems that I am measured on a curve. And all I've claimed to know of love are fruitless words from a foolish tongue. Oh, it's nothing I can really speak of. Cause I was not there when the stars were hung. No, I did not arrange the moon or the sun. So who am I? What silly pride to think that I am someone.
All right, everybody. Well, that was Mercy by Animal Flag. They're a local band. That song is couple years old, but they've also got a new album out called Void Ripper that I think is supposedly a bit of a different sound, and I have not listened to it yet. So we shall see. I think they played, I think it was last night, not tonight, Great Scott or something, and then they've got a show in June at the Sinclair. Yeah, and next up another, well, let's get back and see. Next up, yes, another local person. Here's a song from Aurora Birch. I saw her last week, which was great, and she is not necessarily always around Boston anymore, so gotta snatch up the chance to see her play.
I walked into the kitchen and I couldn't hear a sound, but that certain kind of silence when your lover's in the ground. Our trinkets and our relics, I would flesh them pound by pound. That could mean my love could come.